The OTB Podcast Network. With Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.
Do something slightly different now, something brand new for us. Our last musical appearance here on OTB AM was Rodrigo y Gabriela at the back end of last year. So absolutely no pressure at all on our next guest, who we're going to talk to in a moment. But before all of that, he's allowing us to launch his new single, The Game That We Love. This is Stuart Byrne. Take a listen. It's called The Game That We Love. It's by Stuart Byrne, and he is on the line. Good morning to you, Stuart.
Morning, Adrian. How are you?
How does that feel? That's cracking.
It feels really nice, yeah. Now, it's a very nostalgic song. I'm sort of staring out the window here as I listen to it, and that's pretty much what the song is about, you know. It's very... very nostalgic, I suppose, when you consider the year that we've had. God, everything's gone through your head at the moment, isn't it, really? And you really just try to cling on to some of the things that you just miss. And I just miss that. I just miss playing football on the road with my mates when I was a kid, not a care in the world, no complications, and just kicking the ball around at all hours at night.
That was the thing that jumped out to me, a love note almost for your childhood, as much as football.
Yeah, well, it was. I just tend to sit around, sort of reflecting on things and put things down, and just came out. And I just sort of, you know, as you write any song, you just kind of work with it and you go with it, and all of a sudden, it takes you to a place where you just want to be. At the moment, like, you know, and that's where it went, and it effectively, this song is kind of me in a 3 minute 45 second melody, because it kind of encapsulates everything that I've experienced. Like, my football has been my life. It's given me all the opportunities that I've had in life. I've been very lucky, and I just felt that I kind of maybe needed to put it into a song. And I hope that a lot of people will maybe they'll reflect on it, and it'll draw on memories that people would have had, you know, during the 80s or 90s or even the 90s, when We didn't have very much else other than a football and a few mates just to kind of kick a ball around, like, you know. And I suppose it's like you say, it's just a very, very nostalgic look back at when I didn't have a care in the world.
Yeah, I definitely looked at that orange ball and had thoughts of frosty cold mornings and having the foot beaten off you, kicking that thing before it would warm up a bit. And you know, it makes me feel like I'm about 74.
I'm trying to think who would have made those balls, those sort of orange.
I can't remember. It was written on a little plastic bit across.
They must have been worth the fortune. They must have been. They probably retired at the end of the 80s or the early 90s, and they're in Barbados or something like that.
You wrote it, by the sounds of things, in the last 12 months, did you?
I did, yeah. I think I wrote it towards the end of last year, yeah. I kind of worked on it myself as well. I did all the kind of production and mixing on it myself. So it probably isn't perfect by all stretch of the imagination, but I just kind of kept it tucked away. And, you know, when you write something like this, that's kind of very... very to your heart, and you tend to get a bit sensitive over these things, and, you know, because it's about football, and you kind of want it to be as best as it can be. So I got a little bit catchy with it and changed and things got, and in the end I just said, you know, I'll just keep it stripped back as raw as I can make it. Like, you know, it's very melancholic, which is I'm as we spoke before, Aidan, that's me in a nutshell. Melancholic. I'm a happy sad.
Yeah, congrats on the song, Stewie. It's class. And, like, I wasn't around for the 80s. I know Adrian certainly was, but made me nostalgic for a time I wasn't around for. So, really, really good video. But speaking to Hector O'Hookagon on the pay-per-view a couple of weeks ago, he was talking about the need to get kids out exercising a bit more. And the video kind of almost hits home that, you know, nowadays kids can't do that. And I guess with COVID, that's just the way life is at the moment. But, you know, when you were a kid and you were, as you mentioned, the song playing out in Cedarwood Road with other street footballers like Wes Houlihan, like, how important is that for someone's mental health? I mean, when you look back now and see kids maybe today spending too much time on their screens and on their phones, how important is it that kids kind of take a little aspect of what your childhood was like in the 80s?
You know what? It's never more evident than it is now. We didn't realise at the time what, you know, how good this was for us, you know, or how good this was for me even. I was effectively, all I wanted to do was go out on the road, you know. If you were off, as soon as you finished school, you'd be, you know, you'd leg it home, you'd grab the ball, whoever bought whatever ball you were using, whether it was your mates or whether it was yours, you know. Sometimes you'd lose balls, so you'd have to get a ball from somewhere. But you'd be out on the road from day till night. And the only gap would be being called in for your dinner, and you'd wolf your dinner down and you'd be back out again, probably indigestion for the next hour or so, but you didn't really care. But also what you were getting out of, exactly, you were just getting so much exercise. I reflect on those times as being a time where I never had a care in the world. I didn't worry about anything, you know. And a lot of kids at that age shouldn't need to worry about anything, you know. That's part of growing up, part of being a child. You know, if you grow up in a happy home, that's, you know, there shouldn't be that complication of worry or anxiety or whatever the case may be. Unfortunately, that is the case for some children at the moment, especially during this environment. But even if you weren't in this environment, there are certain household environments that you know, kids grow up with that stress in their life. So being able to get out onto the road with your mates is hugely important. And I never realized it until much later on in life that, you know, what I was doing was I was effectively practicing to be a professional footballer. Everything I did on the road, even regardless of whether I was out on my own or I was out with my mates playing football, everything you did was a practice session, was a training session, was a technical session. You know, even things like using the curb. You know, you'd run along a pace and you'd dink a ball up over the curb and you avoid the curb, and that's like avoiding a sliding tackle. You know, or just Claxton, we had in Cedarwood Road, there's a tree every house, but every third or fourth house there's a tree and a pole with a gap about this much. I can remember Norman Whiteside scoring that wonderful goal in the FA Cup final. There's this brilliant angle from behind Norman Whiteside where you see the curve. And I remember going, how did he do that? It was amazing. What we didn't realize at the time was it was just a fairly good curve on the ball, but the camera angle caught it in such a way that it looked like Roberto Carlos's free kick against France, that wonderful free kick. So I remember spending hours just going out to the road trying to curl the ball into the gap between the tree and the pole with my left foot. Like, I was right footed and I ended up trying to do it with my left foot. So you were just doing what any other kid would do at the time. You were trying to emulate what you were seeing on the TV. We weren't seeing that much of football on the TV, but you're trying to emulate that. You know, Diego Maradona in 86 is another one we scored against England. As Irish people, I think we were as chuffed as the Argentinians were. So you're trying to emulate that. I couldn't emulate Diego Maradona. I realized fairly quickly I wasn't going to be that kind of player. So I quickly changed. But the mental health side of it, do you know what? I'm in my 40s now, and I'm only realizing now how much I miss my mates, my friends. You know, my core friends, the two guys that I grew up with, Larkin and Christopher, my best mates from Cedarwood Road. I just miss them, miss being with them, like, you know, miss having the banter with them, miss chatting with them, just want to be around them, kicking a ball. It doesn't matter if it's just against the wall. Because every time we meet up, and everybody who's anybody will know this about their friends, and again, this particular period in time is teaching us this. When you get together with your friends and you've had a certain background with them, you don't worry about anything else. You don't worry about the bills or your kids or, or anything else. You just go back to that. You go back to that 8 or 9, 10-year-old, don't you? And you have a bit of crack. You have a bit of banter. And I just miss that. I miss that the most about everything.
Can I just, as a follow-on to that, a brief one? Like, it's about almost finding the positives then in tough times. Because I know we spoke to you before on Off the Ball about Rules of Survival, one of your first songs, and I think you talked about retiring from football in 2010 amid the financial collapse, and here you are writing another song, this time in the mid of a global pandemic. So how important is it that this songwriting process for you is almost a case of finding positives in tough times, really?
Oh, I think that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what I do. I think all the songs I write are an attempt to find the positives in life. I tend to be quite introverted person. I can be quite quiet. I can have no problems, you know, being up by myself for a long period of time. And that's pre-pandemic stuff. And I've found during this pandemic, I've kind of gone into my shell a little bit. And it's like a it's kind of like survival mode, I suppose, rather than anything. I've got four kids, my wife as well. So I kind of felt I needed to kind of just shelter them. We needed to focus on each other for this particular period of time. So I've kind of hunkered down a little bit. I think everyone's done the same. We've all sort of kind of dug in, hunkered down. And it's very hard sometimes to try and reach out for positives. It's very hard to remember what life used to be like when it was good. You know, it will come back, and we know it's going to come back, but it's very difficult sometimes to see that coming. So you have to try and, I suppose from my point of view, I just try and imagine myself in those positive situations again. And I suppose what you said is exactly true. It might be fantasy because we can't go back in time, we can't go back to it again, but what we can try and do is when all this settles down and comes to an end, I think what we can try and emulate it again and maybe create new memories. Just look forward to creating maybe new memories. Like, you know, I mean, I know for one thing, when this all settles down, the one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to organize a weekly game of five-a-side with my mates, because I wouldn't have done that in the past. Like, you know, but that's definitely number one on the bucket list.
Yeah, well, look, as always, it's a great catch up with you, Stewie, whether it's football or music or whatever it might be. It's a beautifully tender song, I have to say, and it definitely threw me back a little bit. And it struck me as you were talking about your preparation for every game was a preparation to be a professional footballer. I was out just as much as yourself, and it was never going to happen for me. The practice sessions went in, but the games never arrived. But and I'm sure that's the vast majority of people's experience as well. People can check it out on Spotify. And on YouTube as well. It's the game that we love. It's an absolute cracker and a pleasure as always. Stuart, look after yourself.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a million. Talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot. Stuart Byrne on the line there. And as I said, you can check that out in full and recommend that you do because I didn't have listened to it yesterday and had to throw it on a few times. It's an absolute belter. YouTube and Spotify is the place to go and check that out.
The OTB Podcast Network with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.